Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
We talked briefly today about the elections, and I don't want to bore people about elections because there's so many. And to be honest with you, we don't even know who all the European MEPs are yet. And we voted on Friday. Have you ever heard that so ridiculous in all your life? I mean, how long does it take to count votes? But anyway, would you be willing to pay for water, wastage and carbon taxes if the Green Party were in government? Because the local elections revealed unprecedented public support for the Green Party for some strange reason. Well, I suppose they wouldn't think it's strange. The reason behind it seems because people are concerned about climate change. Now, if you're all that concerned about the climate change and you really buy into the whole climate change argument and believe we genuinely can do something about it, are you happy to pay for it? Since the election, there has been a lot of talk about carbon tax and the ways to help the environment. And even Leo Varadkar himself today is using this as an excuse to tax more people, because he said, Leo was more or less said, yeah, we get the message. Everybody voted for the Green Party. We know now why. He's worried about climate change. And yeah, we're going to have to tax these all, a bit of carbon tax, so we can put money in ring fences for climate change and carbon emissions and all that kind of stuff. Now, the Green Party have always supported charges for excessive water wastage. In 2017, the party said that using meters to identify households that use excessive water remains the fairest and simplest option, a position it has held as other parties have flip-flopped back and forward. The Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan, said in 2017 that the Green Party's position on water has been consistent for a decade. We will continue to advocate for penalties for water wasters. Not for wasters, but wasters of water. There's a few water wasters around. But anyway, he goes on to say, the water meters have been installed in 60% of properties, and we have a huge job to do in detecting and repairing leaks, both in the public network and the private properties. And we have an obligation under that Water Framework Directive. It is not rocket science as to what needs to be done here. In other words, you know, charge people who are using excessive water. Green Party leader Eamon Ryan wants legal certainty and an agreement to improve the quality of water to be enshrined in the Constitution. And this could be done at the same time as he proposed a referendum on the ownership of Irish water at the time. He also warned that there is still a huge issue with water quality in Ireland, and he told RTE's Radio Morning Ireland programme that he supports water charges for wasteful use. Everyone has a right to access to clean water, he said. And he's right there. We do have a right to access to clean water. He said, we do support the need to pay for water. Now, the Green Party have also supported, by the way, carbon tax. There was a suggestion at one stage of 30% on fuel. 30% carbon tax on diesel and petrol and heating fuel as well. So I don't know if we're all going to go hungry now just to pay for climate change, but you voted for it today. In your droves, you voted for the Green Party. Overwhelmingly, they did so well. If they had had more candidates, they probably would have got in. If there's a general election tomorrow, I could see no reason why they wouldn't end up in government if they had enough candidates. Enough members. So are you happy? I mean, do you care that much about the climate that you're happy to pay lots of money for it? Personally speaking, I'm not. I'm quite happy to drive my 2-litre diesel car up and down to Belfast or wherever it happens to be. I don't want to get a train. I don't want to spend an hour waiting or half an hour waiting for a train and then get to get off a train and get a taxi. And I don't want to do that. I have a car for a reason. It's convenient and I like it. I don't care. So there you go. That's my opinion. And I don't want somebody charging me more money. I'm already paying 5% carbon tax on my fuel. I don't want to pay any more money. I'm paying enough. I do my bit. I don't throw things out the window of the car. I sort my stuff out into my different bins. I do my bit. I support the use of single-use plastics. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I support all that. But I really don't believe for 1 minute. By the way, and before people start saying, oh, Boylan's a climate change denier. I'm not a climate change denier. I absolutely admit that the climate is changing. It changes all the time. It's been changing for thousands and thousands of years. It just keeps changing. I don't believe that we as human beings are having the impact that some people theorise that we are having. That's just my theory. There's other people out there who have different theories. That's fine. You can all have theories. But should we have to pay a tax on something that's not scientifically proven? It's a theory. Everything is a theory. I don't believe, for example, the Irish have the impact that we think we're having. And these Green Party members, by the way, when they're heading over and they get their seats, their European seats, and they're heading over to Brussels, as somebody mentioned today, are they going to fly in a plane or are they going to get a boat? What are they going to do? It'd be much easier on the environment if they got a boat rather than going on a plane. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping, 087-188-0008. Would you be willing to pay for excessive water charges? Here we go again. I never thought we would come back to water charges. It was a great topic 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago. You know, we used to get it on a regular basis. We always spent 6 months talking about it with protests and all sorts of carry on. And I said, there's the end of that topic. That was a good topic, but now it's gone. But now it's back again because you all voted for the Green Party. I'm asking you, would you be happy and willing to pay for excessive water charge use? One man who isn't happy to pay for water. He's infamous for it at this stage, so much so that he actually went to jail. Derek, good afternoon to you. Derek, first of all, can we just say, it's been a while, Derek.
It's been over a year now. You and your big mouth piss me off.
Well, you never know. I could piss you off again tonight.
It took Helena to draw me back in.
Derek, you know, we're all allowed to disagree.
Well, I'm going to start off where it's finished. Eamon Ryan is a gobshite.
Right. And
anyone, the majority of the people who voted Green in the last, over the weekend, are in the age group of 19 to 22, and they were about 14 years of age when Eamon Ryan and the rest of the Green parasites drove this country into the ground. You know, Eamon Ryan and his Green policies, along with Fianna Fáil, destroyed this country, and we're still feeling the effects of it. Eamon Ryan is not a Green. He is a blue shirt Green. He's all about taxing the poor man to pay for the sins of big business. You know, Eamon Ryan wants to tax us a carbon tax.
Well, he believes somebody has to pay for it, yeah.
Yeah. You won't see Eamon Ryan. Eamon Ryan, when he was in government, had no problem granting foreshore licences to big oil, who are a very big polluter of the environment. Now, Eamon Ryan still ain't talking about imposing taxes on big oil. No, Eamon Ryan wants to tax the little man.
I think he'd be happy enough to tax everybody, in fairness, Derek. He has mentioned talking about, you know, the big polluters, the industrial polluters before.
Yeah, he has. That's all he does now. He talks that. But in the end, it will be us that he taxes. Now, we're going back to water. Now, during the water protest, well, the meter protest, one candidate who failed to get elected over the weekend, the only person who, he wasn't even a politician at the time, but he got candidated to ask a very important question during the water meter protest, which no one ever asked. And it stems back to the climate and the so-called green wave. And he asked Claire Daly to ask a question, what was the environmental impact of the meter installation programme? Because as you know, all around this country, we had massive crews
digging the roads.
So you can imagine what the carbon footprint was. And do you know what the answer to that question was now?
We don't have that information.
No. Nobody bothered to check. So the whole green wave, no one cared enough to answer the question or ask the question.
He's making a lot of noise there, Derek, in fairness. Oh,
he heard water noise.
He was your son, huh? He's getting a bit boisterous.
He's standing on the shore here and he's saying, no way.
I don't know much about the meters. I know there's one outside my house, but it's never been checked. So, I mean, what's the story of these meters?
If you don't want to take it out, no, just give me a shout.
Yeah, well, because you're a meter fairy. But they're probably all seized up at this stage, aren't they?
No, they're at the stage where those that are in the ground will have to be replaced. At a cost of millions.
Well, I think 15 years, wasn't that the lifespan of them?
No, it was between 7 and 10.
So how long are they? Anyway, how long? I'm trying to remember now because it seems like only a couple of years ago. But how long ago was the big?
Well, we started our protest in early April 2014.
Right.
But only about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were called into action yet again in Harmanstown because under the guise of a fake lead replacement program, eating child running up the road, a lead replacement program, they were taking the lead pipes out of gardens in Harmanstown, and well, the real problem was is there was the pipes were joined up at the top of the house, so they could only have one junction box between two. So they were telling people to take out the lead pipes, so they put in two junction boxes which could take meters. But they're still leaving the lead in the house, so there's always going to be lead in the water.
But by the way, were you surprised to see so many people voting for the Green Party over the weekend?
No, the people in this country are bleeding useless. They don't know who to vote or how to vote. And the biggest problem in this country is those who shout the loudest
don't bother voting.
They don't get off their ass.
I know. I mean, I was looking at the voting today, and to be honest with you, particularly Limerick, I mentioned Limerick, I singled out Limerick, between 6% and 9% turnout. That is just undeniably disgusting.
It also goes to show how disenfranchised the people of this country are with politics.
But I mean, if 80% to 90% of the population don't get up off their arse to vote, how are we supposed to fix anything? By the way, somebody mentions that Eamon Ryan was recently asked on News Talk, did he have an electric car? He says, no, I have 5 kids, so I need a space wagon.
He has a guzzler, and he talks all this. But like, as you said, if those candidates do get elected to Europe, are they going to keep flying across?
Well, I assume unless they're going to swim.
You know, it's good enough. They talk a whole load of crap when it comes
to
Green.
But they might be talking crap, but the problem is, clearly people are listening to them, and the young people, the 19 to 25-year-olds, they voted for them.
These are the ones who got out and thought it was trendy when they got involved in the repeal the a protest.
The Pink Hair Brigade.
These are the ones now, they've just gotten in and they think protesting is cool, but, you know, at the end of the day, they don't realise these are the taxes they're going to be paying now in a year or two's time.
Well, the suggestion is, and they did suggest this before the election, so there's no surprise, that there will be a tax put on petrol and diesel and heating fuel, a carbon tax. Now, there was a suggestion at one stage of 30%, which is absolutely nuts. I mean, that means that your litre of diesel will go from whatever it is, 135 or 38 at the moment, probably to about 170.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is to discourage people from buying diesel or petrol cars and to go electric.
You know, if they were really serious about green, they would enforce every new house bill is, Jesus Christ, is retrofitted to green policies. Oh, no.
Are you chasing the child around the road while you're talking to me?
I'm on the verge of a heart attack here. the one time the phone rings, the one time he does,
where is he? What are you doing with him?
I'm standing on his stomach. I had me full holding him down.
That's Derek. You've just admitted that on radio. He seems to be enjoying it anyway.
Can you not just close
the door? To stop him from getting out, escaping.
No, this child is 3 years of age and he can skip the ads on YouTube, crazy.
Right, okay, so you don't agree, obviously, with charging for water. They didn't mention water charges, but they did say for people who waste water.
No, the biggest waste of water in this country has always been Irish water. They're still not fixing the pipes. They're still leaking over 60% of the water.
But their argument is that they don't have the money to sort it out as efficiently as they should. And the reason they don't have the money is because we don't charge people for water.
Well, no, they seem to have money for every other programme that they're going on about.
Mm. So,
massive money being spent on
Put the phone back up to your face there, Derek.
They have massive money to spend on this shy pipe there on the N22, which there's going to be massive protests against because they're offloading the drainage into one suburb in Dublin.
Okay, somebody's going to ring up and say, Derek, do you not care about climate change?
No. Nothing to do with taxing people who burn coal. It's going to change the environment. We're cutting down trees at an enormous rate. If we wanted to save the planet, we'd plant more trees. You know, when a member of the Green Party is ready to sacrifice his life and his freedom for a tree, I will listen.
But Derek, in your day, you did a fair bit of tree hugging, in fairness.
You know, I have more respect for the people who fought for the trees in the Glen of the Downs. They fought for the trees. They believed it. They believe in what they were doing. Eamon Ryan wouldn't do that.
Okay, well, stay there a second and try and get the child under control while I go to Noel. Noel, you're on Classic Hits. How do you know?
How are you doing? How's things?
Good. Noel, I mean, did you vote for the Green Party over the weekend?
I didn't vote for any of them, no.
No, somebody did.
Absolutely not.
A lot of people did, actually.
They're like turkeys voting for Christmas.
A lot of people voted for them, Noel.
I know they did, yeah. These are, as what that other man, Derek, there said, these are only the young people like that are what you call ideological, idealistic, you know, and they think they're gonna save the planet, but they're gonna cost us a fortune. And I think the Fine Gael party are on a good thing now, because what they will do is they'll bring on this carbon tax in and the budget, and then when they go to the election, say, well, listen, we were under pressure from the Greens because there was a Green wave. You voted for the Greens, so we just doing what we said.
Well, that's what Leo said today. Leo Varadkar said, we've been listening. We've noticed that, you know, you voted for the Green Party, so clearly people care about the climate. Yeah. So this is Leo's now cue to put a carbon tax.
Yeah, and then they blame the Greens, and they go into the election, everybody will blame the Greens. The Greens will probably get hammered at the next general election.
I can't see that happening.
Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil will be in again. The status quo will remain. I was looking at a guy, an environmentalist, on the internet there, and he was quoting NASA statistics, and NASA statistics have put down 2017 and 2018. The Greenland ice sheet grew.
It's actually grown, yeah, I know that, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually grown. And in 2016, more snow, a massive amount of more snow, what you call it, fell in Antarctica than actually what you call it, ice melt. So I don't see that. I don't see walking on Clontarf there, I don't see the tide, the sea rising. And it just isn't going to happen.
The same thing was said 50 years ago. You know, 50 years ago, we were told there was all doom and gloom within the next 20 years, similar to the programme that was on with David Attenborough quite recently when we were told we only had 12 years left. We were told this 50 years ago, and it didn't happen.
But, guys, if you Google the Washington Post, the 2nd of November, 1922, and you would swear it was a report from a mad green scientist, like, you know, last week or whatever. It is exactly the same as what they're talking about now. That was in 1922. Google it. The Washington Post, the 2nd of November, 1922. And it'll just show you that the climate is changing all
the time. Well, the climate is changing. There's no doubt the climate changes.
And it's nothing got to do with...
Well, it does annoy me when I hear somebody put up on Twitter there recently, oh, look at the summer we had last year, if that's not proof. And I go, well, summer of 1979 was better than that, actually. And does that mean it was the same in 1979? So, I mean, I don't buy into just because you have snow some years and don't have it other years, you know, that suddenly that's some sort of proof of climate change. Exactly. I don't think it is. Well, do me a favour. Well, what about water, by the way? Do you believe the Green Party says...
I would be like that other guy, Dave, or Derek.
Derek,
In another sense, I'm a plumber. So I rely on water problems. I know what's in the ground, and you can take all the lead out of the houses all you like, but there's still lead in the ground because the steel pipe that goes up through your street has what we call a ferrule on it, and that has after any house before 1970 will have lead from the stopcock to the ferrule. And that's still there. And
do you think we should pay for clean water?
No.
Should we pay for water wastage?
That's a different thing. That's a different thing.
I mean, so do you agree with meters? You know, water meters?
No.
Well, then how do you examine for wastage if you don't have water meters?
I'm a plumber. I'm going around houses all the time. I would see water wastage, and I don't see it. I'm a plumber since 1975. I don't see it.
I'll be honest with you, I agree with you, because I don't see, you know, back in the 1970s when your dad was out washing his car, he'd leave the tap running and the hose running, and people would do it every Saturday afternoon. You don't see that as much now. You just don't.
You can cross on a Saturday morning, on a nice sunny Saturday morning, crisscross the city and tell me how many people are out washing their cars.
Yeah, well, people tend to go to car washes, really.
Yeah, but you don't really see it doesn't really happen.
Okay, well, stay there a second. I mean, let me just go to Ronan if I can, because Ronan, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Ronan?
How are you doing?
No. Good. Ronan, I mean, the Greens did well. You know, if they had more candidates, they probably would have done even better. So it clearly means that somebody cares.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the Greens, but in regard to water meters, they have a very valid function. And as I said, I have seen it from good water scheme in regard to the meters once they were put into our scheme out in the country, and the amount of wastage, it stopped.
Because so people are conscious of it?
No, wasn't it? Well, the people, yes, our members were conscious of it. Also, it was for our point of view that we could see, holy, we're losing water at this house. We're losing water here. There's a leakage along there. And because okay, you see, you might see a pipe is running, but no, a lot of the pipes are on the ground, the leakage could be underneath, so you will not know.
Yeah, it's leaking into land, between, yeah.
Yes, between where the meter is, where the water's into your property, and your tap. So at least meters can see, hold it, we've all taps turned off in the house, we meter outside, and we can see there's still water going through the system.
Yeah, because I was in somebody's house recently, and I went into the jacks, and there was a stain down along where the water runs from the cistern down into the bowl, right?
Yes.
And the water was slowly trickling down constantly all the time. And I said, that has obviously been like that a long time to leave that kind of stain, right? It's been like that a long time and hasn't been fixed. And I can only imagine over years how much water has actually just gone down the drain.
Yeah. But what it was in our scheme, that we were, the amount of water we were producing before we put in meters, and within 3 years, we'd halved the amount of water we had to treat and put into our system. So we're going from 240,000 cubic meters down to 120,000 cubic meters.
Right, so you have it.
We have it.
And yeah, but a lot of the problem, by the way, you know, publicly, a lot of the problem is nothing to do with households. It's to do with mains.
Yeah. So the mains, and obviously, it's easier in the country in one sense because you don't have, it's across land, it's on the sides of roads. It's not under concrete. Like in cities in Dublin and all around, the pipes are under concrete, and so much harder to detect the leaks.
Yeah.
But the meters will say, okay, there is a leak here. And like I remember hearing an anecdotal story about a house, and they're losing 1,000 litres a day because of a leak in their garden.
Well, wasn't there a story during the whole water protest? Wasn't there a story that there was one leakage in Wexford that was using more water than the whole town of Gorey?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there is a huge problem with leakage. But so do you agree with the Green Party that then we have to start charging for leakage? Or not leakage, wastage?
Well, what it is, I think they've set up what the average house would use, and then they've given an extra 40% on top of that in case of leakage. And if it exceeds that, then they're saying, okay, right, you should be paying some money. You should be paying, but you're not taking responsibility for that leak. Now, the thing is, if an Ireland member has a problem and they can check the meter, and if they say, oh, it's still running, can you come out? We have a detector which can check if there's a leak in their lawns or any place along the pipework.
But the problem was with Irish Water at the time, they were more or less saying that you're responsible for what happens over your boundary. And the other problem was that people were saying, well, hold on, if we allow them to do this and charge for excessive usage, you know, over a certain amount, well, before long, you know, we're more or less saying that we're given the go-ahead for charging for water.
Yeah.
Because they keep reducing that amount.
That is a concern. And it definitely... water is not a God-given right. Water is a very important resource.
Do you believe it should be a constitutional right? Because they wanted to put it in the Constitution.
That you're entitled to water, yes, you're entitled to water. But also, it isn't the case that you can just waste it.
No, I would agree with you.
It's just in the waste. You cannot just say, because it costs so much to actually get it. I mean, for a meter, laying a pipe a meter, you're, in the country, is costing, I think it's 76 euros a meter just to put down 1 meter of pipe, a 4-inch pipe, down along a road. So you think of it, what's it going to cost inside this town, in the city, to dig up the path and like that.
Okay, well, can I ask you, Roland,
and
just...
Also the cost,
yeah, I don't want to focus too much on the water, but I am focusing on the waters in some extent. But in relation to the Green Party themselves, you know, they made a lot of promises even before the local elections that they were going to be charging, you know, carbon taxes on fuels and all sorts of carry on, you know, obviously in relation to tackling climate change. Do you buy into all that?
Well, we're paying, as you said, there is, in regard to our usage of a car, we're paying so much money already for the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And that when the cost of petrol goes down, a barrel of crude goes down, the government does not reduce the tax on it because they're getting a fixed...
Yeah, they're getting excise duty, VAT, and they're getting a 5% carbon tax, which is already there.
Yeah. So
But what about this other 30% that's being suggested now?
No. I don't think... And now,
I don't know how that's going to help the climate, but...
It's not going to help the climate. We have to... Like, how are we going to keep going? The people get to work, and I mean, it's great inside the city. It's like, you know,
Well, it depends. I mean, everybody thinks that in rural Ireland. You're grand, you live in a city. It depends on where in the city you live. You know, I mean, if you live sort of in Malahide and you need to get to work in Blanchardstown, you know, public transport is not really going to do it for you. Not going to cut it for you. Yeah. Because, you know, you'll end up leaving, it'll end up taking you 2 hours, whereas you could drive across in a half an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bicycle, and then, like, if you want to be Eamon Ryan hopping the bicycle and cycling across, you're like, in danger as well. There's that issue.
Well, Eamon Ryan has a people carrier, a big people carrier, by the way. I think it's a 2.9 litre diesel.
Bicycles as well.
Yeah.
Cycling around. So there's a safety as well. It's great being able to cycle, but are you safe cycling?
Well, I personally wouldn't feel safe cycling in the city. Some people do, but let me just go to, and say that please if you can, let me just go to James, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, James?
Nice, good evening.
Good evening, James, how are you?
Not bad, good
James,
weekend, Jim.
I wasn't bad, yeah. James, did you vote?
I did. Did I vote for the Greens? Not a chance.
Right, okay.
Not a chance.
So you don't. So am I right in saying you don't care about the climate? Is that a fair statement?
Well, I don't think the Greens care about the climate, to be honest. I think they're charlatans.
Hmm.
Genuine charlatans.
Why do you think that?
Okay, well, let's examine then the whole ideology, right? Eamon Ryan said he'd gladly boost his population to 10 million, yeah?
Did he make that statement? I don't know. Did he make that statement?
Yeah, he said when the
well, I know Simon Coveney suggested that at one stage. So.
And he went along with it, right? He said that we're not doing enough, we should take more, etc. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So what will that lead to? That will lead to an increase in water usage. That will lead to an increase of ripping up the environment, which will decimate it for the animals and wildlife. And just the general, you know, landscape of the country, and then it will increase carbon taxes, carbon emissions. Sorry.
Well, it's not really going to increase carbon emissions on a global scale. On a global scale, no, it won't.
Because
those people would live somewhere else if they didn't live here.
On our scale, okay. So when you move somebody, let's say from the Middle East, Africa, a low emission footprint, right?
Mm-hmm.
The footprint jumps like 16 times.
Well, I don't believe, by the way, they have low emission footprints, because if you even take places
they don't
like.
They don't use cars, and they have very, very.
But they different types. But they have different types of carbon emissions. You know, I mean, you got places where you have rice fields, for example, in China, which massive
China,
footprints. Yeah,
I'm not talking about China.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like India, the cows farting in the fields. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, but when I know not. But when you know,
we can laugh, but it's true. They're bigger carbon footprints than we have.
Of course, I know the cows are a big issue, especially coming out of India. I agree. I'm not saying they do not. But what I'm saying is when you move people from an environment of low carbon footprint to an environment of high carbon footprint, it's going to increase the carbon footprint. If the plan is to decrease it, increasing the population at a such an extent would naturally increase the carbon output and the greenhouse gases.
And do you think money will solve that problem? Because the Green Party believe that money can solve that problem by just taxing us more.
No, because,
it discourages us. You know what I mean?
It's discouraged, exactly it. And then they want to give free public transport to everybody also. That's their idea to combat that, the increase in petrol, etc., on vehicles, which is also another mad idea. I don't have a clue where he's going to get that money from.
But it's a massive amount of money. What does it cost? $6 billion a year public transport costs.
Yeah, and he also said then he'd like to make every single home in the country energy efficient, which would come with a price tag of about $50 billion. Per household, €46,000 per household.
Well, we'd all have like solar panels and all sorts to carry on.
Yeah, exactly. So I think they're absolute charlatans.
Well, I mean, I don't think you can make every house energy efficient unless you knock them all down and build them again. Because, I mean, a lot of the houses in this country are probably over 40 or 50 years old.
Exactly.
They probably only have an energy efficiency of, I think it's C, isn't it? They're never going to get up to the B's and A's.
But you can do better windows, better insulation.
Yeah, but there's a overall, point. There's a point. They're not going to get any further. Yeah.
No. Overall, yeah, exactly. They have a limit. You know, they will never be as efficient as the new homes, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
But so I think they're absolute charlatans. And looking at the previous record in government, they were a coalition government when the country.
But it'll be fair to say. I mean, I personally don't agree with anything they say. But in saying that, some people believe, and I'm only giving you the other side of the argument, is that unlike any other party, they care about the environment.
Well, okay, so then we can look at the environment. What did they do for the environment when they were in government in 2006, 2007?
Well, they charged us a tax.
Tax, exactly, but did they go into conservation of forests?
They were responsible, for example, for bicycle lanes.
No, I'm talking about the environment.
That's all part of the environment, isn't it? The more bicycle lanes you have, the less traffic you're going to have on the roads.
What we actually need is actually a lot more greenery. And I'm all for that. I'm all for taking care of the wildlife. I don't think we should decimate it. I think we should clean up the rivers and canals and replenish the fish stocks a lot of them are absolutely abysmal numbers. And I think what's happening to our oceans is even worse. With the trawlers, like, some of the numbers are down to 40% of the original stock 20, 30 years ago. Like, we are literally decimating that environment.
I did hear somebody say, but I don't know how true it is, I'm not into my fisheries, but somebody mentioned that we may have fishless seas around the coast within 50 years.
And I well believe it. I absolutely well believe it. And the sad thing is, Irish trawlers only pull about 8% of what actually comes out of the ocean, which is actually the sad part. Most of them are Spanish and French trawlers doing it. But if they, like, that's the environment I want to save. Do you get me? I want to save the forests. I want to save the oceans and the rivers. And I think most people are on board with that idea. The wildlife, that is the biodiversity that we need to save.
Whereas the Green Party are focusing on diesel, petrol cars and heating and airplanes.
And they were the same party who pushed diesel cars back in that coalition government.
At the time, that was the best we had. Now we have electric vehicles, obviously, coming on stream.
A hefty price tag. Unaffordable. And then, at the moment,
they're unaffordable because they're new. But I mean, well, in the next 4 or 5 years, when you start buying a few second-hand ones, that they'll be cheap enough.
Yeah, but you see, this is the problem with the second-hand ones. It's the batteries. The batteries only have a limited lifespan.
Yeah, you'll have to buy a new battery,
which costs thousands. So, which will kill the whole idea of the second-hand market.
I don't know the actual cost factor in the batteries. Okay, I don't imagine it'd be thousands.
Right. Top Gear was talking about this, right, Jeremy Clarkson. He said on average it would cost,
must be
this
true,
was
so.
Now about 4 or 5 years ago, okay? He said roughly about £8,000 to £9,000, roughly.
For what, a battery?
For a battery.
Well, then it's pointless, isn't it?
That's my point. So it won't have...
I don't think that's the case now, James. I can't imagine economically that would be viable.
They will get cheaper, okay, but then you have to look at the production of the batteries also. With the lithium and coltan that goes into the batteries, you have to rip up mass amounts of environment to do that, to get those raw materials.
So it's all a catch 22, really, isn't it?
Exactly. I'm not the biggest fan of fossil fuels personally for us to be breathing in more than anything. And here's the strange thing: trees literally thrive on a high carbon environment. So the higher amounts of carbon, the better it is for the plant life. Literally.
All right, well, stay there. Loads and loads of texts coming in, and you can text us at 087-188-0008. I want to know who voted, but I'm not too sure if many of my listeners did, because I think the majority of people who did vote for the Green Party over the weekend, because they did well, yeah, got to give them that bit of a victory for them. I imagine they were quite young people who bought into the whole climate change scare tactic, if you want to call it that, some people say it's scaremongering, some people think it's real. That, you know, we have to pay more money. And are you willing to pay more money? If you care about the climate and you're really telling me, yeah, I buy into this whole climate change thing, are you willing to put your money where your mouth is? Because there's a suggestion now that we should pay for water wastage. We should pay a carbon tax on fuels, diesel, petrol. There was even a suggestion a couple of months ago there, 30%. Can you imagine how much it's going to cost you to drive your car in the next few years if they throw 30% tax, carbon tax onto diesel or petrol? For many of us who haven't moved to electric cars yet, which is most of us, to be honest with you, 99% of us, let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Bill. You're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Bill?
How are you?
Bill, there's no doubt they did well, the Green Party. If they had more candidates, they probably would have done a lot better as well. They probably didn't estimate that they were going to do as well as they did. So all based on the fact that they would charge us more money, make us pay for excessive water usage, all those kind of things that they promised they would do. Are you happy to do it?
Well, people are more environmentally friendly these days. There's a bit of a feedback.
It's kind of hard to hear you. I think you're on a speaker, are you? You go on.
Yeah. Is that better now?
Yeah, that's a bit better, yeah.
Yeah. The problem now is, the way they want to go about it is totally wrong. It's good to put in the meters. The meters have this alarm in it. It's built in that if you use over, I think it's something like 5 litres an hour over 24-hour period, it'll give an alarm that there's a leak in the house. The idea is that at night time when you're asleep, you're not using any water. When you're out at work, there's no water being used. So if your house is using 5 litres, you have a leak.
Yeah.
But metering at the house is fine. But a couple of years ago when we had the bad freeze, there was a council Cork County Council person came on the radio, and they were giving out about this. They shut off areas of Cork because they couldn't maintain the positive pressure within the network. And he said that they had, during the freeze, they had about 85% of leakage into the ground, and they couldn't sustain it. They were able to sustain their normal 70% wastage into the ground. They admitted on the radio that there was 70% wastage into
the
ground.
That's quite shocking, isn't it, that we admit that 70% of the water that we filter, produce and clean, we're pouring it into the ground.
Exactly.
And we seem happy enough. Well, the reason we're happy enough to do that is because, according to Irish Water, we don't have the money to fix it.
If they meter it at the source where it's being produced and work out the costing of that per litre leaving the waterworks, and give people an allowance and then charge them for what they overuse then.
But that was the suggestion, and nobody wanted that. That was the suggestion.
But not based on the cost of producing it. They're basing it on the cost of... They're not taking the 70% away. There's no incentive then for them to repair the 70%.
No, but you're missing the point. The suggestion, after all the protests, the big protests in Dublin that time, and the suggestion at the time, it wasn't by Phil Hogan, it would have been Owen Murphy was at the time who would have been looking after that. The suggestion was at the time that, okay, we do away with water charges, but we're going to charge you for wastage. And, you get a certain amount for free.
Yes, but that was based on they would charge you, we'll say 30% is going to the households, and the wastage of the 70% is being lumped on as well. That 70% should be taken off, and it's down to the council to rectify the leakages to recover that cost, instead of lumping it on to Joe Soap.
Well, if Joe Soap decides to clean his car on a Saturday afternoon and leaves the tap on for a while, should he have to pay?
He pays that little bit extra, but only based on the percentage that he's using, not the 70%. He's going to be paying for it.
Well, then you do agree with water charges somewhat.
Somewhat, but not for the wastage. Because if they go down the line of charging, the likelihood is they will go off down the road and privatise it.
Yeah, but it wasn't the suggestion at the time, no matter how much we charge people, we'd never make the money to fix the system. The infrastructure is going to cost $10 billion to fix.
Fair to do it if we're going to be paying for that wastage as well.
Okay, but getting back to not just water, the Green Party also promised to charge us a carbon tax on fuels.
I don't agree with that either, because all it is a tax that goes into the coffers that doesn't give anyone any incentive, because if I have to drive to work like you do or whatever, then, you feel the hit at the start, but you just have to soak it up. Like in the budget, if they put up the petrol prices, there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to soak it up.
Well, the idea is they're encouraging you to maybe sell your diesel 2.6 or 3 litre car and go out and get yourself either a 1.6 or buy an electric car. They're encouraging you to think sensibly.
Yeah, but the electric car, as other people have said there, one, the lifetime, the battery, lifespan of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are getting better. They are getting better.
They are getting better. But what you have to remember as well is the carbon impact that producing batteries are having the effect on the environment. So, you might be very good at getting your electric car and thinking, oh, you're green. But producing those cars is very damaging to the environment. But the electricity has to be produced as well.
I know. To me, it just seems like a whole catch-22 situation, although I know from the experts the carbon footprint is not quite as bad producing electricity for the cars as it is pouring diesel into them, but are pulling diesel and fossil fuels out of the ground. But stay there a second, because I want to go to Pauline as well, and I have to go to Christian as well. Pauline, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Pauline?
Hi, Nora. How are you?
Good. Pauline, are you in favour? I mean, you buy into climate change, do you?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
We've got to look after the environment. Yeah.
Okay, are you willing to pay for it?
I don't think, first of all, unless people are abusing their use of water, that they should have to pay. I think there should be an allowance, an average allowance, and after that, then if people are being abusive of it, and farmers were.
You've all just said this tonight, right? 4 years. Hang on, Pauline. I want to just correct something here. We're all saying this tonight. People should be given an average usage. And if you go and waste water after that, well, then you should be charged whatever it is that you should be charged. And obviously, Bill spoke about that too. That's exactly what they suggested 4 years ago, and everybody said they wouldn't pay it.
But the reason they wanted to have us pay for it in the first place was because the whole infrastructure of the system was in a state.
Yeah.
So they introduced this so that they could find a way to pay for that. The government are taking enough money in taxes from people. They should be well able
But you've just admitted you don't mind people being charged if they're wasting water.
If they're wasting it, because we have an average. Nobody was abusing it. But some people may have not been as careful as they should have been. As they should have been, and it did bring an awareness. But the real problem was the whole setup of it and the leaks in the mains, as you said yourself.
Did you vote for the Green Party over the weekend?
I didn't actually even know there was voting, being honest with you.
You're having a laugh, Holly.
I swear, I'm not having a laugh now because I'm not...
How did you not know there was voting on?
I'm not even listening to the radio or TV anymore, and that's the honest to God truth.
But I mentioned it. You told me you listened to me all the time.
Not all the time.
Polly, you couldn't have missed it. We spoke about it so many times.
Wait till you hear this. I picked up a voting card off the road and put it in the bin. And when I looked at it, I could see somebody's name, and I thought, what's this about?
Who's
then
he?
I realised they'd been voting. That's a fact. That is a fact. What I'm trying to say, I'm telling you the truth now, but what I'm trying to say is, yes, if people overuse it, then I think they should be penalised. I don't think anybody should have to pay.
Here's another one, right? Climate change. Should I be penalised for driving my, 2 litre diesel car?
I think you already paid your tax when you bought your petrol.
Or
diesel, whatever. But my point is, unless people are overusing it, but the whole thing was brought in because they needed to fix the whole infrastructure of the water system. So they started, some bright spark came up with, well, let's screw the users. And that's what happened.
That's normally what you do when people are abusing or using something, is you charge them for it.
Yeah, but hold on a second now. We're living on an island and it pisses rain most of the time. Are they having a laugh?
There was a politician actually on RTE did say water just doesn't fall from the sky. And in fact, it actually does. Mind you, it does have to be filtered. We understand that. Bill, Pauline, stay there because I want to go to Christian as well before I finish this up. Christian, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Christian?
Hi, Niall. How are you keeping?
Good. Water doesn't fall from the sky, Christian. Well, it does actually fall from the sky, but we know it has to be filtered and cleaned and everything else for our usage. But did you vote for the Green Party?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you happy enough to pay for their policies?
I think it's a very interesting discussion. And I think if we take, and I have to say, I take climate change very serious. I think there's overwhelming evidence out there that it is very, very real. And if we don't take extensive action very quickly...
We're all going to die.
I'm not saying that. No, I didn't say that. But I'm saying that a lot of people could be in serious trouble around the world.
I'll take climate change people for... I will take them seriously the day they actually start to take action themselves, when they stop getting onto aeroplanes.
It's an interesting approach, and I think that's one of the big problems in the whole climate change debate, okay? Because I consider myself as being very conscious, but I still drive.
Yeah, you're still going on holidays.
I still go on holidays. Because we all do that, and
then like me, you're a hypocrite. Do you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean that in an insulting way to you, by the way.
No, but I know what you're coming from, and I think that is part of the problem, that we are all pointing at each other, saying, oh, yeah, but sure, you are driving this. We have to live our lives, Niall, okay? But we all have to do our bit. I'm from Denmark, okay? So I come from a slightly different culture. For example, we have paid water charges, for as long as I can remember in Denmark. Okay?
Yeah, but you have lower taxes.
We've got much higher taxes.
No, what's the VAT rate in Denmark?
That's 25%, Niall.
Is it? And what's the income tax rate on a higher level? 41 cent over here. What is it over there?
It's the highest if you are earning above. I mean, listen, I haven't lived in Denmark for the last 20 years, but I say the highest earners, they pay around 60-65% in Denmark.
And what's the, I'm sorry I'm asking all these guys, what's the average salary? Is it decent?
It would be high in Ireland, yeah. It would be, okay. But in general, people, they are paying taxes in Denmark and they are happy enough to pay them, okay?
Because they're getting a decent service for that. They're getting a good health service.
Oh, yeah. But
second to none, actually.
People always complain, no matter where. When I go home on holidays, Jesus, people, they're still moaning and giving out about everything. But nonetheless, they pay for the water charges, because they see it as a resource that we need to mine and look after. And when I hear in, say, the River Shannon, where there's raw sewage running out, I find that shocking, okay? And that's because there is not the proper infrastructure in place, and that needs to be paid for, but nobody wants to pay for it. And then people are saying, well, we are paying taxes, and that's correct, but running a modern society costs a shocking amount of money. And if you want to solve the climate change...
But Christian, you have to make working a viable option. The problem in Ireland is sometimes working is not even a viable option.
No, and that's another thing, isn't it? But that's a debate for another day, okay? I think it's, when it comes to environmental change, we all have to make changes, okay?
So where do we start? If all these people who are marching on the streets and everything else giving out about it were actually being really honest, and they believe the theories in relation to climate change, and they believe that we can have an impact within the next 12 years, as they say, well, then why are they still flying from place to place on a plane? Why are they still arriving driving cars? Why are they not, you know, getting rid of their single-use plastics and walking around with bottles of water in their hand? You know, I mean, so in other words, they're not leading by example, are they?
I don't have the solutions, okay?
Because there isn't a solution, Christian, really.
Well, I mean, I guess we can take that approach and just lean back and then see what happens.
But I'm just being honest. We live in a modern world. We're delighted with the lifestyles that we have, that we can fly from country to country. We can go on holidays. We have nice cars that we can drive around in. Hopefully things get better with the electric cars and we can move to that and stop using fossil fuels in cars. And maybe that will help somewhat. Maybe in another 60 years we'll have electric aeroplanes. I don't know. So we have to wait to progress.
All I can do now, okay, and I'm a layperson in this sense, okay, and so are all your listeners. Well, I don't know if all your listeners, but I'm just listening to the overwhelming evidence out there that are presented from cross-governmental bodies and UN, and they're saying there is serious trouble ahead. So we can point at each other and say, sure, he's not doing this. But I think we all have a responsibility to start cutting down on things.
But I think we've done that. We're doing stuff like we're getting rid of straws. I mean, protecting, obviously, from a pollution point of view. You know, we're trying our best, you know, to separate our rubbish, which we didn't do 30 years ago. Everything just went into one big sack.
And things are happening. Things are happening, absolutely.
But I'm not going to stop driving my car. I'm not going to stop going on holidays. I don't believe we should reduce the amount of planes in the sky, you know, because that's going to cost me more money to go on holidays. So, you know, I'm not going to pay for it. I'm already paying.
No, but see, that's exactly it. You don't want to pay, and that's fair enough. You don't want to pay, but I don't mind paying a bit extra for holidays.
Well, don't you? I wouldn't.
I don't mind that. And I just look at back home in Denmark, okay, where people, they are paying more, but they feel they probably get more as well.
But Christian, you come from a different viewpoint to me, because, you know, I've watched a lot of the documentaries just like you, and I've watched documentaries from people on both sides of the debate. And let's be clear about it, most of it is theory. Most of it is theory. There's very little evidence of this. We know the climate is changing. We know the climate has changed for thousands and thousands of years. It's cyclical. We know that it changes on a regular basis. If not, we wouldn't have had the Ice Age, for God's sake. So it's what we're all arguing about is the impact we as human beings, which we've gone from 2 billion to 8 billion people in 100 years, the impact that we're having on it. And it's how much we can change that without upsetting too much the lifestyles and the luxuries we have in life in a modern society.
I think that, like, some of them called it, what do they call it, social capitalism, where I think fundamentally we probably have to reconsider the way we live our lives.
Are you anti-capitalist, Christian?
No, not at all.
Oh, I'm just wondering.
I like my money. I mean, don't get me wrong. And I like a nice lifestyle. But at the same time, I've got a small family, okay? And I hate to see them growing up in a world where there is chaos everywhere because of climate change. I don't
believe
that.
There's chaos everywhere because... No, give me an example of the chaos everywhere because of climate change.
And that's obviously...
No. Hang on. You've made a statement, right? You don't want to see them grow up in a world where there's chaos everywhere because of climate change, right? So give me an example of this chaos everywhere because of climate change.
As recently as last week, I was reading in a study done by satellite over the South Pole. Okay, and the South Pole, we never really hear much about that because that is permafrost. Okay, it is freezing cold all year round.
It's dark most of the year round. Yeah.
There's sunshine down there as well. Okay, but it's that ice down there has started to melt as well. Okay, and that's.
But this is the argument, and they said the same about the North Pole a while ago, and NASA only recently released images that shows that the North Pole has actually grown. It hasn't got smaller at all. So, I mean, who do you actually believe? And somebody mentioned rightly in 1912, there was, you know, papers out at the time and reports out at the time that if we don't change within 20 years, it'll be catastrophic. It happened in the 1940s and 50s, the whole climate change thing, if we don't change, it'll be catastrophic. And here we are, we're still today talking about it.
Yeah, I think when it comes to all these discussions, it's you read and you hear what you want to believe, okay? And all I'm doing, I was very concerned when that last report came out from the UN, okay, because I consider that as being an...
I haven't seen any evidence from a fiscal point of view.
I have to be honest with you. I didn't read that report, okay? I only read summaries.
I'm not talking about the report you read. I'm asking you, the statement you said you don't want to bring your children up into a world of chaos because of climate change.
I mean...
And I'm saying, have you personally, if you've seen evidence... of where you believe that we as human beings are impacting the climate?
Oh, man, you had a listener on just very recently, an hour ago when I was driving back from work, where he was talking about the sea, okay? Where the way we are treating the sea at the minute is absolutely shocking, the way we are fishing, and that has a huge impact on the climate as well, because it's swiping up all the micro life and the life in the sea, and that actually, as it is right now, that is an amazing source of absorbing CO2. But that is being.
But that's a problem with ecology, yes, and I understand the ecology of that. But that's a different issue to the climate.
That has big impact on the climate because that absorbs CO2 because there's plants living and absorbing it. But if you wipe out the plant life in the sea, that has a massive impact. The way we are growing in Ireland, they are saying that we are producing meat at a very environmental friendly way, and I'm no expert in that. But what I look at the way the deforestation in the South America with rainforests that are being chopped down at a rate which is frightening.
Yeah, but here we go. Here's the argument is that the vegans will come on the air and tell me their lifestyle is more climate friendly. And yet I see, you know, trees being chopped down in Brazil to produce soya for the vegans. So, you know, one is as bad as the other.
But with palm trees and that's what I'm saying. We all need to look at how we are micromanaging our lives, and we need to produce and eat more locally produced food. I think that's very, very important that we start looking at that. So, and it you're absolutely right. It's hypocritically if you are eating.
Somebody asked an interesting question here. Now, you have to think about this one hard. But name one person on Earth who has died because of climate change. People have died. Died because of the climate, absolutely, because we see, you know, all sorts of, you know, hurricanes and carry on. But name one person who's actually died because of climate change.
Well, now you know I can't.
Well, there isn't any, realistically.
No, there isn't. The rise in the change in the weather systems
is a natural change.
Yeah, well, that's obviously your take on it now.
It's not my take on it. Geologists have, you know, carbon dated the Earth going back millions of years. And they will tell us exactly what the climate was like 800 years ago, 8,000 years ago, 8 million years ago. They know. And it was always different. It keeps changing all the time.
No. And that's so I can't tell, you know, let's say nobody died.
By the way, Christian, there's no doubt about this. In probably 10 million years time, we'll be all extinct. Me not going on holidays to America on an aeroplane is not going to take much time off that.
No, the thing is, Niall, I don't know.
I don't.
And neither do you. I just think we are right now, we are at I believe, okay, but that is a belief thing. And I can hear that you don't believe it.
I'm not, this is where the people get annoyed. I don't not believe in climate change. I do. I do believe the climate is changing. And I think it's slow. And I think
so. Whether it's man-made
and
or not,
subtly,
that's what you're questioning.
That I'm questioning on what we can do as human beings, the impact that we're having personally on it, and can we change that without going back to living in caves? And I believe the answer with 8 billion people on the planet, unless we can eradicate 80% of them, is zero. I don't believe we can have an effect.
No, so in a sense, I mean, I'm not particularly optimistic, because I actually think that you are probably right in so many ways, because I think it's, how can, you know, a fella, you know, if he stops eating beef, you know, is that going to change anything? Of course it's not.
No, because it's
eat
something.
A global thing, and that's the thing. And as long as you've got Trump, you've got a lot of people that are, you know, oil fanatics and are not willing to make sacrifice right now, I don't think we can make a change globally. I find that naive to think right now. But nonetheless, I would hate to sit back in 10, 15 years and it actually turned out that it was true. Yes, actually, if we had made changes, you know, things would have been better. I would hate to say that if me personally, I didn't do what I could do, I wouldn't be comfortable looking myself in the mirror and you know, I didn't give a touch, you know, because I didn't really believe in it. And sure, in China, it doesn't matter because they still do X, Y, and Z. I just think that we all globally have a responsibility, and that might sound very, you know.
I'm not completely disagreeing with you that we do all have a responsibility, particularly when it comes to pollution. We all need to take steps to make sure that we make this place a little bit greener. But in saying that, you know, here we are here in Ireland. We're a small little country. China and America have a lot to answer for. You know, I don't believe we personally, as human beings, as I said, unless we can eradicate 80% of the population and go back to living in caves, I really don't believe we're going to make a huge impact on how long this planet lasts. Let's say, and I'm just plucking a number out of the sky, let's say human beings will be extinct in 3 million years' time. You know, do I think that we'll live an extra, you know, 1,000 years, 10,000 years because we, you know, did away with aeroplanes? No, I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe we're going to make that much of an impact on it. I just don't. Unless, as I say, we eradicate most of the population.
I think that the problem that right now we are facing is that this problem, okay, it is mega complex. It's just not a matter of getting an electric car, because that's not going to solve anything unless you actually get proper environmental friendly batteries, unless the electricity that you're going to fuel into that car is produced in a proper manner.
Well, I mean, the suggestion was we produce electricity nuclear, but of course the Green Party were against that as well. So,
the thing is, in Denmark, we have, I don't have the numbers, but I just know that a far higher proportion of electricity in Denmark is produced from wind and water, okay?
Well, Ireland is, I mean, look, we've windmills, if you want to call them that, or wind towers all over the place. And unfortunately, the problem with them is you can't store the electricity, but that's a whole other problem. But listen, Christian, we could talk about it all night. I don't have much time. I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Nick, Christian. I appreciate your comments. Balanced as it was.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.